Welcome to Great Stories in American History with Rebecca Price Janney. In the 1960s, there was a song about Snoopy and the Red Baron meeting in the skies at Christmas. Did you know this whimsical tune is actually based on events from 1914 during the first World War I holiday season? The World War I Christmas truce is the only extended one in the history of warfare. At the time it happened, the conflict was only 4 months old, but already a million men had died. No one had anticipated the fighting would be so costly. In fact, many people believed the war would be over by Christmas. To observe the holiday, the English government sent boxes of chocolates and cakes for the soldiers in the trenches, while Germany issued tens of thousands of small tabletop Christmas trees with candles clamped to the branches. On Christmas Eve at nightfall, many English troops heard the singing of Silent Night coming from the German lines, and they became very curious. They started peeking through the barbed wire and saw thousands of Christmas trees suddenly appear at the top of the trenches, sparkling in the cold night. Normally, to even light a match was to invite gunfire, so the Germans were doing a bold thing. The English crawled under the barbed wire and were met by the Germans, who asked, "You English, you celebrate Christmas?" Upon hearing they did, they began trading small presents with each other: uniform buttons, cigarettes, candy. They agreed to a truce so they could bury the dead bodies on both sides in the no man's land between their trenches. Some even held joint services. After that was done, they played soccer together, and one German reported their side won 3-2. Another German brought his goldfish bowl out and did a juggling act with it. The military commands on both sides were far removed from the trenches, and when they heard about the truce, they were not pleased. They sent orders to stop, but throughout Christmas Day, the soldiers observed the truce. The next day, the officers in high command moved those soldiers to the rear, because they had fraternized with the enemy. The 1960s ballad about Snoopy versus the Red Baron is fictional, but pilots also observed a truce. Normally, when a pilot on either side downed a plane, he would fly over the area and drop a wreath. During the 1914 Christmas truce, there's a story of a British pilot dropping a plum pudding and a German a bottle of rum. Here are some other facts about that truce. Some French regiments observed a ceasefire, but they didn't fraternize. This was mainly between the English and the Germans. The British occupied about 30 miles of trenches and the French 300. Although several regiments of the French did observe the truce, they didn't fraternize. There was only one German soldier who refused to go out and participate in the celebrations. His men tried to convince him, "Come on, Adi, it's Christmas." He responded, "I don't believe in Christmas, and I don't believe in fraternizing with the enemy." We have a record of this soldier's name, Adolf Hitler. Thank you for joining me for Great Stories in American History. I'm Rebecca Price Janney, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.